From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Faith Seeley, Maz Jobrani, and Tom Boudet. And here again is your host at the Wang Theater in Boston, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Bill mixes up a big bowl of rhyme chowder. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Maz, according to a new study, people who want to improve their sex lives might start doing what more often?
Swimming.
You say with such confidence.
Yeah.
No, because there was a thing that said swimmers are the best lovers this week. You didn't see this?
That was a bumper sticker.
No.
And it's not true. It's not true because competitive swimming men shave their legs, and it makes me feel very uncomfortable.
I'm trying to figure out why.
Undulating. They undulate well.
They undulate.
Think about it. They swim. You're encouraging. There's a lot of. There's a lot of movement in the right direction.
I am so glad our radio audience cannot see the gestures you are making. But let us leave that aside.
Yes.
It is not that.
It is not that. Oh.
This is a study that shows that there is a correlation between having more sex than the average person and doing what?
Drinking coffee.
No. It's like, you know, it also goes, it's even better, more of an aphrodisiac if you have it with a nice cup of tomato soup.
Tomato soup.
And you butter the bread before you fry it.
It's like the best thing ever that you feed your children sometimes.
I feed my children? Yes. How do you know what
because
I feed my children?
Because every child eats this, Maz.
Oh, mac and cheese.
No.
Cheese is involved.
Take out the mac.
This is cheese.
Just cheese.
That is made in what way?
Fried cheese.
Think about it. It's a fried thing with cheese that you often serve with soup, Maz.
Oh, grilled cheese.
Thank you. According to this study, it's a dating website called Scout. They surveyed all of their users, and they asked them about the frequency with which they have sex and also what they like to eat, and they found that there was a correlation between the people who had the most sex and people who like to eat grilled cheese sandwiches. This despite the fact that people who love grilled cheese sandwiches are usually covered in grilled cheese.
I'm surprised, honestly.
Really, why?
I love cheese, but cheese makes you feel low-gy, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it's the wrong conclusion. The people who have more sex don't spend a lot of time making food. That's what the answer is.
Now, I had
You do a grilled cheese sandwich because you have to. It's like you look in the refrigerator, you've got bread, you've got cheese. You cut the parts off the cheese that are ugly, and then you just melt it. And what is better after sex than a grilled cheese, right?
And it's got
to
be...
You know, I have an answer to that. A grilled cheese with bacon.
I agree.
Faith, thanks to a new ruling by a Manhattan Supreme Court justice, you can now do what on Facebook?
Oh. Is it something immoral?
No. It's something legal.
It's something legal?
Yes, quite legal. It's a legal process, in fact.
Does it have to do with jury duty?
No.
Can I have more of a
hint? After you get this, you have to decide Mary, how to divide your Facebook friends.
Divorce?
Yes, you can serve someone divorce papers on Facebook.
Wow.
And this is why it's important. Let's say...
Big unlike there.
Yeah. Let's say...
That'd sort the friends out in a hurry, wouldn't
it? Yeah. Let's say you want a divorce, right? And your husband's not answering his phone, and he's not answering the door, but you know he's out there because he keeps posting articles from Upworthy on his Facebook page, which is why you want to divorce him in the first place. You can now serve him divorce papers right on his wall.
Can you also tag his 20-year-old girlfriend?
You can do that. People have.
But just by being on the wall, that's all it needs to do? Because I don't always read everything that's on my wall. So can you still...
That would be hilarious.
Can you argue?
You feel like you, you went home and you're like, the house is empty.
Yeah.
The kids are gone.
What's going on?
What's going on?
All your friends know.
Yeah.
Your kids are sending you a status update that's like, Dad, it's your weekend.